CIA briefing was presented, as I understand it, to the president at his Crawford Ranch on August 7. The intelligence community certainly knew of the potential of Osama bin Laden and his terrorist network. There's a track record of bin Laden using aircraft as weapons. He tried such a tactic in Paris in an effort to destroy the Eiffel Tower. His plans were thwarted by a SWAT team when it shot the terrorists. In light of the alert and the Paris incident and the knowledge that bin Laden's terrorist network is well trained, why was it that AWACS radar planes were not sent aloft to guard against this danger, to monitor for rogue or hijacked aircraft? Why were those planes left on the ground until after the attacks occurred?
Well, I guess the answer would be that the people who deal with that very likely had no reason to believe that the hijackers would take planes filled with Americans and, for the first time in the history of our country, fly them into buildings. It was an event that was unprecedented. It had not ever been done before in our country.
September 11th, from 8:15 a.m. until 9:05 a.m., was it widely known within the FAA and the U.S. military that four airliners have been simultaneously hijacked, an event which has never before occurred in world or American history. Not a single Air Force plane is scrambled. Now, there is a fabulous researcher named Jared Israel who pulled the FAA manuals, who pulled the U.S. Air Force manuals. And what he found out is something very clear. For more than 25 years, it has been standard FAA and U.S. Air Force policy the moment any airplane under FAA control goes off course, deviates from flight plan, loses transponder control, or loses radio contact, that fighter aircraft must be scrambled to intercept. Not shoot it down, just go fly up alongside of it and see what's going on. Standard FAA procedure that has been followed in every case since 1974, 75, 76. And yet some 70 minutes after the first plane hits the World Trade Center, you have Vice President Cheney on television telling you, we just didn't know what to do and the president wasn't there to scramble the airplanes. The only way that fighters could not have been scrambled on September 11th was if the National Command Authority, the President, the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, had ordered the fighters to stand down.